On Texas Christian University Week, children who experience deafness or hearing loss may have a different relationship to language than other children. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Emily Lund, associate professor at the Davies School of Communication Sciences and Disorders, examines how to help bridge the gap.
Children who are deaf and hard of hearing and use cochlear implants or hearing aids to learn spoken language have smaller vocabularies than children with typical hearing. However, to date it is unclear whether having smaller vocabularies also means that children experience other types of word knowledge differences from their peers. My colleagues and I wanted to know if using a cochlear implant or hearing aid changes how children mentally organize their words. Organization of words, also called lexical semantic organization, is important because it influences how you recognize, recall, and use the words that you know. As part of an ongoing longitudinal study, we assessed 109 children in kindergarten and in first grade, 63 with cochlear implants and hearing aids, and 46 with typical hearing. Children participated in a repeated word association task. They had to tell us the first word they thought of when they heard a target word. We used their responses to determine how they were accessing their semantic networks. We found that all children linked words in an increasingly mature semantic structure as they aged. However, children in the deaf and hard of hearing group produced links with either nonsense words or words not associated with the target about 25% of the time, with some children using unlinkable responses up to 57% of the time. Children with typical hearing did so in about 15% of their responses. Our findings suggest that children who are learning spoken language through a hearing aid or cochlear implant may struggle to recognize the semantic relationships between words. This insight contributes to our understanding of additional speech and language therapy needs for children with cochlear implants and hearing aids. Providing access to sound is a necessary first, but not sufficient step for learning spoken language on the same trajectory as children with typical hearing.
That was Emily Lund of Texas Christian University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.